Good morning. Can you all hear me? Okay, that's fine. So I hear verse is not up, but I will just read it out. And that's Acts chapter 2, verse 42. That's page 1097 in the church Bibles. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. So over the next 4 weeks, we shall continue to study the Acts of the early church with a focus on Acts chapter 2, verse 42 to 47. Last week, Mark Grant Jones gave us an overview of that passage, and he put much emphasis on the gospel message. In the next 4 weeks, we shall be looking at the following topics from that same verse: apostles' teaching, the breaking of bread, prayers, and all signs and wonders. However, today we will start with the topic of devotion. And we shall examine devotion under four themes, which are the concept of devotion, the context of devotion, the cost of devotion, and the call to devotion. Concept, context, cost, and call. And I pray the Lord will open our eyes of understanding to really understand this part of scriptures today. Let us bow our heads and pray. Lord, we thank you for another opportunity you've given us to examine your word. And Lord, we'll be looking at the topic of devotion. I pray the Lord, you will reveal yourself to us in this passage of Acts and give us understanding, and not just to understand, but Lord, to be doers of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. So if we go back to Acts chapter 2, from verse 42, and we start by looking at the concept of devotion. This could be the meaning of devotion. What does it all mean? The Bible says in verse 42, and they devoted themselves. Devotion means to continue steadfastly. They devoted themselves. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' teaching, in the fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers. It means to continue all the time, not sometimes. If we go to verse 46 of our passage, it says, and day by day attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts. It is not a one-day event. It is day by day. Devotion means to adhere to one or to something. It means to be in constant readiness. And in fact, it means to persevere. I'm sure many of us have been to wedding ceremonies if we are not married ourselves. And when people get married in church, they make vows. Jesus called the relationship between his church and himself relationship between bride and groom. So the church is a bride of Christ. And this is what the bride would say in a typical church wedding. She would say, I, the bride, take thee, the groom, to be my wedded husband, to have and to hold, from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, till death do us part. For better is easy, for richer is easy, in health is easy. But devotion means to stay with that person for worse, in sickness, for poorer, whatever the situation may be. It is to remain steadfast. Of course, many people make these vows, but they do not follow through. And when you look at verse 42, it did not say, and they aim to devote themselves. It's a conclusion of what has happened. They devoted themselves. They followed through. This is not, we serve Jesus and then they stop. No, they devoted themselves. So to devote oneself is to persevere. And so when we look at devotion this morning, we are looking at it in the context of to continue steadfastly, to continue all the time, to persevere, irrespective of the circumstance, to remain. And that leads us to, in what context are we talking about devotion today? So you could be devoted to things, people could be devoted to a cause. Some people are devoted to their stomach. You can be devoted to anything. Last week, there was a call to accept and embrace Jesus. And if we go back to Acts chapter 2, and we start from verse 41. Let's read 41 and 42. So those who received his word were baptized. And there were added that day about 3,000 souls, and they devoted themselves. We are looking at those who had the gospel message. They accepted this gospel message. They became baptized, making a public declaration for Jesus. And these are the people, when you say they are the ones that we recorded are devoted. The Bible did not say they were devoted to the apostles, but to the apostles' teachings. In fact, what this means, the context in which we are looking at this is they devoted themselves to Jesus. Their devotion was to Christ and to his kingdom, which is the church, the community of God's people. So the context in which we are looking at devotion in our year verse is devotion to Jesus, being devoted to Christ. These men and women were ordinary people saved by God's grace, just like you and me. They devoted themselves to Jesus. And that's the context in which we look at devotion this morning. The cost of devotion. Devotion is beautiful to talk about, but it comes at a cost. I would like us to open our Bibles to Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. If you are using the church Bibles, it's on page 1170. Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. The first cost of devotion to Jesus is your life. It's everything about you, your time, your whole life is the first cost of being devoted to Christ. It is no longer about me. It is no longer about I. It is about Jesus. And that's what Paul is summarizing for us in Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. Maybe last week, after hearing the gospel message, you made up your mind to follow Jesus, or you have made that decision a long time ago. What you are saying is, it is no longer I, but Christ. And that is the first cost of devotion. It costs you, it will cost you your life. It will cost you friendship with the world. By the world, I mean everybody and everything that is outside the kingdom of God. It will cost you friendship with the world. In fact, this is what Jesus said. The world will hate you. This is not come to Jesus and everything will be fine. Yes, things will be fine in your life. Your salvation is there. Your devotion to Jesus will cost you your friendship with the world. If your family members are not in Christ, they might start to hate you because of Jesus. If your colleagues at work are not in Christ, they might start to hate you because of Jesus. If your neighbors are not in Christ, they might hate you because of Jesus. Jesus says the world will hate you. Let's read John chapter 15, verse 19. John chapter 15, verse 19. And that is on page 187 of the church Bibles. Jesus said, if you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. It is the cost of devotion. When you read, they devoted themselves. They are choosing to pay that price of being hated and being despised by the world. The world will hate you if you want to devote your life to Jesus. And James, in James chapter 4, verse 4, also made a similar example, as Jesus said, that the world is going to hate us. The world, with all of its structure and all of its ways, will hate you because of Jesus. Not because you've done something wrong, but because you have chosen to live a devoted life. Persecution and suffering is one of the costs of devotion. If we turn back to the book of Acts, and this time if we look at chapter 8, Acts chapter 8, and we read verse 1 and verse 4. Acts chapter 8 is on page 1104 of the Church Bible. Acts chapter 8, I will read verse 1 and verse 4. And Saul approved his execution, that is the execution of Stephen. And there arose on that day a great persecution against the church in Jerusalem. And they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. The apostles did not leave Jerusalem. The old church was scattered. The old people were scattered. And in verse 4, it says, now those who were scattered went about preaching the word. They were not devoted to the apostles. Otherwise, the apostles are in Jerusalem. They can always find their way. Stephen died because of the gospel. These men who were scattered went ahead preaching the same gospel, knowing fully well that they themselves could die. And that is what devotion is about. One of the prices of being devoted to Jesus is that you will be persecuted. You will suffer because of Christ. Not because you've done something wrong. Last year, we had a couple who came to preach to us. They were imprisoned in China. Why? Because of Christ. Not because they've done anything wrong, but because they were missionaries in China, they were put in jail with criminals. And it is important for us to understand when we read they devoted themselves, that there is a price to that devotion. In the following weeks, we'll be looking at each of those things they devoted themselves to. But it is important for us to understand that devotion as it's used. Yes, they devoted themselves to teachings, to fellowship, but devotion itself is a serious matter. It can cost you your comfort. It can lead to persecution. And this is what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10, verse 23. Jesus said, when you are persecuted, not if you are persecuted, it is when. So to be devoted to Jesus is to choose that life that there is a possibility of being persecuted. Our devotion to the Lord could make people insult us. People can say all sorts of things against us just because we choose to be devoted to Christ. And I would like to read Matthew chapter 10, verse 23. And this is what Jesus says. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next. For truly I say to you, you will not have gone through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. And Jesus made another comment in Matthew chapter 5, verse 11. And he says, blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. I think it is important for us to know that to be devoted to Jesus, there are these prices. It costs us to be devoted to Christ. And what is this devotion all about? We are called as Christians to devotion, to a life of devotion to Christ. Our salvation is free, but with that salvation comes a call from Jesus to be devoted. Let's look at Matthew 16, 24 to 25. And let's hear what Jesus says in Matthew 16, 24 to 25. And if you are reading the church Bibles, it's on page 991. Then Jesus told his disciples, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Yes, there is a cost to being devoted to Christ, but it is actually a call. We are called to live a life of devotion. On Thursday, we had a prayer meeting, and Clive was telling us about the Christians in North Korea. Most of them are in concentration camps. They are in prison, just because they choose to be devoted to Christ. But this is what Jesus is saying. If you want to follow him, if you want to really follow Jesus, you must deny yourself. That's the cost, your whole life. You must take up your cross. Cross is not easy. Even Jesus, when he was carrying his cross, the soldiers who don't like him looked at him and said, we need to find someone else to help him. But Jesus said, if you want to follow him, be ready to take your cross and then follow. If you want to run away from being devoted to Christ because of the cost, Jesus said in Matthew 16, 25, you cannot even save yourself. Running away will not save you. We are called to live this life, and when the cost comes, Jesus says, rejoice as you pay the price of devotion. Rejoice as you pay the price of devotion. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 11 and 12, this is what Jesus says. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Jesus will reward us, not based on our salvation, because it is free. It's based on our devotion to him. Your reward will be great in heaven if you live a life of devotion. Because it is a call. Jesus has called us to live a life of devotion. And if we have to pay any price for our devotion to the Lord, like some of our brothers and sisters in North Korea are paying a price, if we would have to pay a price, our attitude should be one of rejoicing. Why? Because great is our reward in heaven. And because we are looking at the acts of the early church, it will be good to look at how the early church reacted to persecution. If we turn our Bibles again to Acts chapter 5, verse 40 to 41. That's on page 1101. Acts chapter 5, verse 40 to 41. This is what the Bible says. And when they had called in the apostles, they beat them and charged them not to speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. And they left the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer dishonor for the name, that is, for Jesus. They left rejoicing. Because you have chosen to follow the Lord, people will despise you just because you are a Christian. Family may reject you just because you are a Christian. The attitude should be to rejoice, because when you pay the price for devotion, Jesus says, great is your reward in heaven. And Jesus cares about our devotion. This is what Jesus says in John 14, 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. Devotion is the evidence of love. Anybody can say they love you, but devotion is actually the evidence that there is love. I said earlier, it is easier to love someone when they are richer, when they are in health. But what if they become poorer? What if they become sick? Your devotion is the evidence that you love the Lord. We can say we love Jesus, but are we living a life of devotion? You cannot claim to love the Lord when you are not devoted to Him. And Jesus cares about devotion. There is a church in the book of Revelation. It's called the Church of Ephesus. We've read it. We have a book in the Bible called the Book of Ephesians. That church, if we read Revelations 2, 2 to 5, and that is on page 1236, and this is what Jesus says of this church, the church in Ephesus. I know your works, your toil, and your patient endurance. And now you cannot bear with those who are evil, but have tested those who call themselves apostles and are not, and found them to be false. I know you are enduring patiently and bearing up for my name's sake, and you have not grown weary. But I have this against you, that you have abandoned the love you had at first. Remember, therefore, from where you are falling. Repent and do the works you did at first. If not, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent. Jesus cares about our devotion. You read very good testimony about this church, and Jesus recognized it. But he said, their level of love has fallen, and is calling on them to repent. If you are just coming to the Lord, Jesus and God expect you to live a life of devotion. And maybe you have been with Jesus for some time, for some years. It is important to think about those things you used to do. Perhaps every morning you used to study your Bible. You are so hungry for Jesus. You want to be in prayer meetings and in Bible studies. You want to know more about Jesus. But now, you have become so busy. It's a digital world. You're always on your mobile phone. There is a sports event. Things are happening. And you had no time for Jesus. That's what was happening in Ephesus. And Jesus said, I have that against you. So what Jesus is saying to us this morning, he's not condemning us that we are doomed. because we are not living up to devotion, but he's calling us to repent. Let us consider whether we are living a life of devotion. We read about the early church, they devoted themselves. Do you study your Bible, or are you too busy to study it? Do you pray? We'll be learning about prayer in subsequent weeks, but do you even pray at all? You are too busy to pray. Jesus is saying you need to repent. And that's the main thing that Christ is telling us. He loves us. He's not saying we are doomed, but he's saying to us he cares about our life of devotion. And if we have been sluggish or we have even not been devoted enough, we can always repent. And I pray the Lord will bless his word in our hearts. In Jesus' name. Amen.